Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only show that's willing to die on a hill in West Virginia for jokes. A very specific hill. The gentleman in front of me doesn't need an introduction, but you know I'm going to give him one anyway because it's goddamn Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and this gentleman over here.
He's the hills have eyes. That's him. He's the
Jesus Christ, bro.
He's the hill that had eyes.
I like it. No matter how he introduces you, you're always a little offended.
I could have been like, look at this gentleman right here. Oh, God, bro.
Goddamn. I am no gentleman.
Sir, let us not begin with lies. That is my job.
Well, I've been to the gentleman's club. Technically, I'm a gentleman.
That's not actually. They just call it that. Yeah. It's a strip club.
I know.
And you got kicked out of the gentleman's club.
Yeah.
I never have.
He was all mad. He's like, why are the only gentlemen dancing?
Why'd they call it a champagne room? The only thing in there is me jerking off and a security guy trying to get me out. Yeah. I didn't see any champagne.
It's so fun. I told you about that speakeasy that we went to. Did I tell you about that?
No.
So when we were in Toronto, we went to we got invited with my buddy from that show to a party, I guess. So we walk into this place and it looks a regular little bar. But the real party was in the back.
Okay. So they do So does it look like it's it looks like a real bar or it looks like a Chinese restaurant type thing?
No, it looked real. But okay. In the front, it was the real people are drinking, hanging out. And then she's like, come with me to where they have like these wines and shit. So we go into and there's, this is the $250,000 worth of wine. None of this whole thing. Champagne. And then there's one bottle of champagne. She pulls the lever and the whole door comes open in the side. And then you go into another place.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. It was pretty fun over there.
Is that place open till like 8 in the morning or they're still legal?
No, they're still legal because they have those stupid Toronto rules where it closes at 2. I was making fun of them.
If you're going to call yourself a speakeasy, you should sell cocaine and be open till like fucking 9 in the morning.
They had a secret room in the back that, remember, I called right away. I go, that's not a painting, that's a room. And he's like, what are you talking about, bro? Remember? And it was a room.
Yeah, and then I looked more and I realized that it did look like a door because the frame was touching the floor. I was like, oh my God.
But you have to do extra investigation. Me, in a second, I called everything. Even the lady that was giving us a tour in the beginning, before you knew, she got mad at me because she's trying to do the spiel to everyone. She's like, so there's over $250,000 of champagne here. It's the second largest in Canada. I'm like, what's the first? And she's like, what? Well, what's the first largest? Like, I don't know. I go, nobody's ever asked you that. She's like, no. I'm like, huh, interesting.
And then she's like, that is definitely a lie.
Yeah, and then...
Because no one will call you out if you say you're the second.
Yeah. Right? That's what I thought.
Like, if you go, I'm the fourth richest comedian in Canada, people are going to go, who cares?
Yeah.
Fuck, he's not even the top three.
So you don't think about it. So right away, I called it. And then the whole time, I was just looking around, scouting the area. Then she's like, there's one special bottle in this room. And then I go, it's the pink one. Please pull it. I know it opens the door. And she's she's like this. And the guy that was with me was like, yo, what the fuck, bro? And I was like, it's pretty, like, I'm Batman. I go, you can't lock me in here. It's so obvious. Every one is like a normal one. This one's like a beautiful pink. It's fucking like, it's right there. You know, that's when we walked in right away. I noticed. I go, that's a secret room back there. And then he's like, what are you talking about, bro? And then I asked one. She's like, no. And I go, are you sure? And then she's like, ugh. And she goes in the back and she's like, the thing opens. She's like, it's like a secret coke area, I guess. I don't know what the fuck it was.
It was what they call a porn room.
No,
old school porn room.
No, they were just making fun of it. They were making different names for it. So we had fun with
Poseidon. So everyone that goes there, usually when she pulls that, they go, wow.
Who's and never now, been there before? Yeah.
And now they were all like, oh, this fucking guy.
No, but good thing is I only went in with one guy, that we met that we brought along, because everybody was already inside. So what happened is everybody went inside. I went because he called me. He's like, I can't pay for parking, bro. He's freaking out. So I went to find him in the cold.
Why couldn't you pay for parking?
Because it wasn't enough I was fucking paying for everything, every meal.
No.
He needed money for fucking parking.
I wasn't freaking out. I had forgotten to pull out money that day. And so I go to pay for
And what time was this? Like
it's around
midnight.
Midnight.
So it took you like 17 hours to figure out you needed money.
Yeah, it took him a while.
Well, I didn't think I was going to need anyways.
You didn't think you'd need money?
He came with that assumption. He came with that. That bothers
me. It's going
to
be
free. No. I didn't think I was going to need cash because for whatever I need to pay, I just use debit. I don't give a fuck, you know? So I go to pay for the parking. I go, can I use credit? He goes, yeah, but it's just double the price. I'm like, what? Where's an ATM?
What?
He's like, there's no ATM around here.
They don't exist in Toronto.
So he's like, there's no ATM around here. I'm like, what a fucking dick. He doesn't want to tell me where there's an ATM. So I call this guy. And as I'm waiting for him to show up, the second guy, freezing outside. Yeah, the second guy moving the cars goes, what are you waiting for? I'm like, I'm waiting for my friend to bring me cash because there's no ATM around here. He goes, no, there's one right across the street. So I gave a dirty look to the other asshole. I'm like, and then I just went across the street, pulled out money. And
that's the kind of guy you should have beat up.
Yeah.
So this all happens, right? So I'm outside. Then he calls me again because I'm like, where are you? He's like, oh, it's fine. Go back. So I'm like, fuck. So now I'm walking back. And I had a guy that we met there, Nathan. Cool dude. So everybody had already went in. So I didn't know. So I walk in. I go, where's everyone? They're like, oh, you have to wait. You have to give you the spiel. So that's why I was already agitated.
Okay.
So when I walked into the champagne fridge or whatever, I was already like
annoyed.
Yeah, I was already annoyed. I go, okay, clearly this chick is not walking me into champagne fridge to fuck.
And was it cold at least in the fridge? Or?
No. It was like.
So that's where they keep their champagne. It's fucking so lukewarm.
It's so fucking phony. Like I could tell.
Did she say that the pink bottle was like an expensive bottle?
No, she said there's one special bottle. And before she even finished the sentence, I was like, the pink one, just pull it.
Because I have a friend, like, you know.
You're a fucking vibe killer.
Her face, though, because I killed, she's like, yes.
You know how wine is? Like bottles of red, they're bottles of red that are worth like 250 Gs. Bottles of white are never worth more than like maybe a couple hundred maximum.
Most of them are white.
Even 150. But pink wine is always between, like rosé is always between $8 and $12.
Yeah, but this wasn't even pink. This was champagne, but only the bottle was pink. It was like barbecue.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't. There wasn't actual champagne. No,
there wasn't champagne. It was just. But I could tell that it was a good-looking bottle, but it stood out completely. So when she said, "Like, I'm like, oh, I get where this is going," so right away I cut her off. She was a little upset because that's all she does. That's her thing is to bring the people who can get in. But they have like standards.
That'd be like if you went to a tranny bar. And the girl be like, I gotta show you something. We get it, you have a cock.
That would be me, yeah. Be like, okay, we know we have a cock. Just pull it out.
Just fucking let us in the back room.
I'm not gonna pull the lever.
I'm not touching that lever.
No, so we did that, and Poseidon had, he loves that kind of shit. So he was having fun. He's like, oh my God, it's a secret bar, bro.
Yeah. There's something fun about that, though. But they should do the extra effort to at least the doors that are behind a frame, like, don't put it right to the floor. Like, leave it like this. People can step over.
Yeah,
do you know how?
No, but people are drunk.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know how I was able to tell? The first tell is that there was a security, you know, black suit. He was a black guy wearing a full suit this night. He was standing there securing, it looked like. And it was an odd position for him to be because there was no reason for him to be there. Like, there was a private area with tables on top, so he doesn't need to be there, right? They're not causing any trouble. And there was three girls dancing in front. Like, there was no reason for. So right away, that got my suspicion because I'm very. When I go to new places, I always observe my surroundings, so I know where there's an exit in case fucking shit goes down. You know, so I'm like, that's suspicious. I look at the door, like I look at the wall. I notice that it has like a different crevice on the side. I'm like, that's a fucking secret door. That's a secret door, and that's where the real secret shit goes down. Like, I knew right, you know, I'm just, and him, lost. Whoa.
You know why? Because the guy didn't actually look like a security guard. He looked like a black kid dressed in a suit. He didn't actually look security-ish.
He looked young, but I knew what he was doing. You cannot fool me, security.
And you didn't go in that section?
Yeah, we went in just to check it out, because I asked her to bring me the.
What's in that section?
There's two rooms with projections, too, and they're kind of like hidden rooms. People do coke there and bang.
Okay.
Yeah. There was nobody when we went in. I guess people had already done coke or panged. But what's the point of doing coke at 1:30 in the morning?
I did. I went to, I don't know. I went to a bar like that once that it was actually a restaurant, a really nice restaurant. But the guy told me, he was like, this is the best because it's actually an after-hours bar because he goes, they suspect real bars, but a restaurant, especially a fancy restaurant, they don't know that we stay open all night. And then he was like, this room is fucking amazing. People come here. They fuck on the table.
That's not amazing. I eat here.
And then I was like, I just fucking ate here. You piece of garbage. Like, I just, and plus, like, it was an expensive restaurant. So I paid like fucking $150 for a meal for me and my wife. Plus the wine to fucking sit in dick juice and pussy. Fucking, I was really angry.
What a stupid waiter!
But no, I like this how they're was bragging. The owner. This like, was, like, he was bragging.
You know what you just ate? bro, it's not even fucking real chicken, bro. We save so much money. It's bad.
I just, yeah.
It's yeah. Chicken in a cave.
It is kind of a good idea. You're not going to get caught. But don't tell the customers you have.
Who's literally eating.
Yeah. But he didn't tell me while I was eating, but he told me after.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah.
What's good to do is kind of like the place we went to, at least the front was a real... You can operate a business out of there, some drinks. And then only the elites, once the doors are closed, can come into the back. Yeah. So nobody can ever see what's going on. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But to tell people, no, the restaurant where you just ate at, we just flipped that table. Yeah. And now it's a strip club.
I went to a bar when I was in, I don't know where, Val d'Or, I think. Like, anyway, a little town, you know, in fucking like 5 hours from here. And I go to a strip bar, and this guy comes to see me, and he's like, hey, man, do you want to come grab a drink at the Bunker? And I was drunk, and I was like, Bunker, the only fucking people that use the word Bunker are like fucking the Sons of Anarchy. And I'm just laughing. So he brings us to the Bunker. We show up, and it's like a Hell's Angel. It was a Hell's Angels thing, but it was like a Harley Davidson store. So you go in, and there are like motorcycles. So you walk down this alley with bikes, and then like the back room, you open it, and it's a fucking, like, it's a full club. Like, there was, like, 500 people.
Oh,
it
shit.
It was, like, or felt like 500. I was super drunk. There was maybe 20. But, like, but there was an actual bar with two bartenders. And I was like, this is fucking insane. This is really, like, a nice place.
That's insane, yeah.
Yeah. And everything was free.
We have a few places like that here in Montreal.
They,
with secret doors and shit.
Like,
yeah, but people know about it.
And plus, the places I've been to in Montreal... They feel like it's gonna close in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so
it's
they're pop ups.
It's very cheap and
yeah.
I got in trouble once because I was trying to look outside, and the guy was yelling at me. He was like, "You can't look outside. Pretend like that's a wall." And I was like, "It's not a wall though. It's just you put cardboard and tape. So of course I'm gonna fucking look what's behind the cardboard."
Oh, that's so stupid.
You went to a bar like that in Laval, right? Like
a secret bar?
Yeah, one time you dropped me off and it was like 2 or 3 in the morning when we were coming back from LA.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You were like, hey, I'm going to go to... And it was a restaurant in Laval that was open.
Yeah, but they keep it open for like until 6 in the morning. People are drinking, smoking shisha and shit.
Sucking dicks?
Probably, I don't know.
He doesn't know. He's wiped that taste off his mouth.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Is that how you get in?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, we told you we're closed. And he's like, I've heard that before. Let me put this chapstick on. We'll see who's closed.
I'll just get my mouthwash because I couldn't pay for the parking. Oh my God. So I got to clean my mouth out and then I'll be ready.
Go fuck yourselves. Speaking of sucking dick, did you guys see the Joey Diaz spoof? You posted it in... the group chat. What was that? A porno
he
movie?
Must have seen it if he posted it.
If I posted it, I
it
must
wasn't
have
you
seen
that posted it. Who posted it?
It was me that posted it, and it was just it was. I can't believe he's bringing this up. This is so stupid. It's a meme. You know, like you see that you're scrolling it, but I'll tell you why I'm mad, because it's a fucking podcast, a visual form. He literally just did the equivalent of, yeah, bro. So the weather, eh?
What?
Like he just. It's a meme. There's thousands. Of, like you're not saying anything. Like how are people gonna? There's a there's Joey Diaz memes.
I thought
10
that was
a day.
In the movie.
It was just, they were making fun of, oh God, Jesus Christ. So hard to, I don't know what to do with them. It doesn't make any, there's no substance to what you're saying. You saw that meme about the chick that was weightlifting? Explain it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, so tell the people at home why that's an interesting meme.
Oh, bro, she had a fat ass. Nah, I give up.
I give up. That's just the best. That's the best. We should do a story about your life and it ends after 17 minutes just you going, it's too hard.
Yeah. He remembered a text that, you know, basically that he was sent. He's like, bro, you want to talk about the text message? You said it's so stupid.
Because I thought it was part of a movie. That's why.
But even if it was, it doesn't make sense. You want to talk about a part of a movie?
I thought because it was part of a movie, people would know about it. That's
but
what why.
Doesn't make sense? What's so interesting to talk about that if it was in a movie? Like, are we here discussing Ron Burgundy scenes?
Because it was funny.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What was the thing, though? Because I didn't see it.
Oh, it was a dude and his wife. They were trying, like, VR sex or something. At some point in the VR scene, Joy Diaz comes in and the guy starts freaking, no!
That was fucking entertaining as hell. I feel like people are crying now at home. They're like, wow, Poseidon's
we
so
should have saved that story for Aspen.
Yeah, we should have saved that story.
I thought it was a good idea initially.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
I'm sorry.
You know how people say, podcasting, radio, that's all easy stuff. No. We're goddamn pros. Yeah. This fucking guy, he's the common folk. You see what happens? Could you imagine a show of just Poseidon doing that? I got a text. That's so funny. Yeah, so what are you guys doing? Poseidon, they can't reply to you. Yeah, that's true.
Every day he gets a call from Google Play and iTunes going, I got canceled. You can't cancel the podcast.
We can't now, yeah. What? We've got numerous complaints. It's garbage.
iTunes changes there. We have to add the 0-star.
Yeah, yeah.
One star is too much.
A mom of four called you an uninteresting cunt.
Jesus.
So, the Aspen thing. So, we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
The Aspen thing. Oh, by the way, Ellis from Philly, because you saw what he posted there for his I donated.
And he raised like $500
fucking
bucks.
Right.
Yeah.
So people should, if it's still open, they should donate.
Yeah, because he was he asked us to
retweet.
To retweet. And when he asked us, he wanted 150 and they were already at 125 for his daughter raising money for
Children's Hospital.
Yeah. And then it went up from 125 to 500.
Yeah.
Right away.
I knew it was, too, because I saw it go up pretty fast. So, and he matched. He gave 100, too. So, it's fun. You know, you help out. That's what you do. You do the community. Yeah. You look out for the people, especially little kids. You look out for them.
Exactly.
So, I wanted to give a shout-out to him. But since we're talking about Aspen, now behind the paywall, this is going to be garbage.
It is going to be garbage. And I forgot.
And this episode, we're recording it early so that we could do Aspen. Yeah. So, Aspen happened.
Yeah, so Aspen is probably going to be next week on Compound Media.
If we could record it, because we don't know what the hell's going on down there, or we'll just talk about it
next
week.
It's just a garbage festival, though, I think.
Yeah, it's first of all, they were mad at us for not booking someone initially, like a guest.
Yeah.
Because first when they told us, can you guys book a guest from the festival in September, we said, yeah, just let us deal with it. We'll find someone we like that matches our style, and we'll book them. The problem was they call it a festival, but there's only 6 comics.
Yeah, and they're all very social justice warrior-y type.
So the ones
pretty
that,
much.
Yeah, pretty much. Kathleen Madigan would have been good, but she's performing that night, so we can't get her. So then I told them, no, we didn't get anyone because everyone that we reached out to we wanted on can't do it. And she's just freaking out, oh, we need a guest for the show. We want you guys to have a guest. We're like, they're basically forcing us. So they're kind of forcing our hand on who to pick and stuff, which is fucking insane. We'll see what happens with this Edelman guy. Hopefully he's cool. I mean, I talked to him on the phone. He sounded normal because they're pushing him on. And then they're like, you want another guest too? It's like it's a one-hour show.
We're just doing 1 hour?
1 hour. So no, we don't want two because they're gonna get mad at us because we're still gonna be us. We're still gonna be Two Drink Minimum. So they're not gonna like that shit.
I think some people are though.
Some people will have fun.
Hopefully, we'll reach out on Twitter to get if we have people
Compound
in
fans,
Aspen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be a couple
or nearby.
Nearby. I don't know if they're willing. I don't know what the closest city is. Like to me, I still think Aspen is like a destination.
Yeah.
Center.
Like, because I reached out, when we first got booked to Josh Blue that's in Denver. And I was like, you're close, right? And he was like, that's like 4 or 5 hours. So, fucking Colorado is a big-ass place.
Yeah. So, it'll be a fun story to tell.
Exactly.
But I really don't like I'm never doing this thing again with these people. I don't like them. I tried to be reasonable with them. But everything from the exchanges we had about the contract, everything they've done is fucking low budget garbage.
Yeah, we did cancel and we should have kept on canceling.
We should have stayed canceled, We fucked up. It's because you felt bad for her because she was trying to make it right. And then I felt bad for her.
Because whenever people go, look, I'm sorry, we'll do what it takes to make it okay. I don't want to be a dick and go, fuck you.
Yeah.
But we should have.
We should have, Now I see, because it's a fucking pain in the ass. We leave like at 6 in the morning, so that means we got to be at the airport at 4 in the morning, and then we got to go to Chicago, and from Chicago we connect and go to Aspen right away, right? So it's 2 flights.
You know why they call it the Windy City?
Actually, no, why?
For those of you who didn't see the free episode.
Yeah, go watch
this
Shots.
This week, you're going to learn stuff.
And then we get there, we sleep, we get up, we go do that show, we leave. Like, it's fucking, we're going through a lot.
Yeah.
For
not much.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a little fucked up. If it was like Philly and New York, you know, there was Compound fans, there was Two Drink Minimum fans. But we're going to we're going to Mountain Folk.
Yeah. I wonder how the because I've never been to Aspen. The only thing I know about Aspen
Dumb
is
and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Exactly. And they're probably sick of that.
We're still going to reference it.
We got to rent fucking tuxedos.
We dude,
everyone does oh probably God. Does that. The yeah, I don't want to be that stupid hacky, orange and blue tuxedo.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
But I wonder how it's going to go. We're definitely going to talk a lot of shit about it next week, that's for sure. Unless it's not like the organizers are cocksuckers, but the people are actually cool.
I think the people are going to be cool because the owner of that bar, he's the one that wanted us and the festival didn't. So I think the bar is going to be a fun place.
Yeah. You might be right. Yeah, the bar might get good people out there. Yeah. Plus, it's a Thursday night. Thursday day. But it's
Thursday
also,
day.
It's 4 p.m. Aren't people at work?
Yeah.
Maybe mountain folk get off work earlier.
But and I think Aspen looks very like rich and people on vacation.
Yeah.
Which is the opposite of
what work. Of our demographic. It doesn't fit in. It's not our demographic. They're like, let us go watch the funny man.
Yeah.
Perhaps they'll have good jokes about the chubby people.
Bravo.
Yeah.
He did a joke about Nigger Hill.
Yes, mighty good faggotry from those two. Yes, quite. So stupid. You never know. That would be hilarious if we get like a crowd that doesn't feel like it's ours, but they're like, they adopt us as theirs.
Yeah.
They're like, yes, we've been waiting for some offensive jokes about these fags.
We might, though. I'm just worried about the guest because I don't know him. And
I don't know him.
Since he was, like, he won a prize at the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland. And that is a very, very social justice warrior. It, like, it's a safe space.
Oh, boy.
So I'm just worried. About,
I'm not anymore. You know why? Because I realized something. Since they're forcing us to bring him on,
we can pick on him.
We could pick on him, and not just that. To me, it's funny because it's like, okay, this is what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. You didn't let us decide. Because then right after, it's like, how about these people? I was like, no, we already have a guest, and you can't decide for us because there's a reason we are who we are. We don't mix with everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we had a choice, we would have flown one of our friends there. But like Swartz and those guys are all doing Vancouver. They're doing a real festival. So they don't have time to be there. It's true.
Yeah.
There's the Just for Laughs happening in Vancouver. So they're doing a real comedy festival. So no one else can come down there. It's just us and a couple of other people.
I think, are there shows at night?
Yeah.
I didn't even, like, since it's been a fucking shit show with them since the beginning, I didn't even Google the festival.
I Googled it. That night, there's Kathleen Madigan.
Okay.
This week, there's just, what's his name? Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
This whole week? Or 2 weeks ago, actually. It's funny, because I think he wasn't part of the festival. He's there 2 weeks before the festival. They're calling it part of the festival to be like, the festival started 2 weeks ago, then everything stops for 2 weeks, and then it starts up with these five comics. So I think they just included him in to be like, it's a big festival, because he's the biggest name.
They should fucking, like, if you're going to do that, you should go, hey, George Carlin was here fucking September 3rd, 1982.
He was part of our festival without knowing. He was
part of our festival.
He supported killing free speech.
But yeah, I'm gonna have fun.
I'm with you, so I don't care. Yeah. We're gonna have a good time, and I don't know how I should get dressed though.
The stories are gonna be interesting.
Is it really cold? Oh, the stories. We're gonna fuck some shit up.
I mean, it's super cold. Since we're in Canada, I was like, okay, it's in the mountains and it's ski territory, but it's gonna be warmer in here, and it's actually fucking colder in here.
Oh shit, it's colder than here, right?
Yeah, or kind of like here. Yeah. I have a fucking shitty month for traveling because we're going to Aspen. And then next week, I'm going to Iqaluit. Iqaluit.
Oh, yeah, I go all the way. I go Texas, you go Iqaluit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be in the heat?
Yeah, and I'm going to be fucking
frozen tundra.
Yeah, yeah. And they asked me, this is the first time I get this. They asked me if I wanted to give a comedy class to the
natives?
To the Inuits. And I was like,
what?
What? Like, even if they learn how to fucking tell a story, or what? How is that gonna help them? Like they're gonna fucking while they're tracking fucking.
Remember when you guys weren't alcoholics and you had all your land?
But the Inuits,
bow and arrows versus guns, you doofus.
Inuits don't they don't drink though, I don't think.
Oh no?
No, because they're so fucking far north.
They club baby seals. No, those guys.
Yeah, they didn't actually lose anything. Like when the white man came here, they were like, "Nah, you can keep that fucking, like, it's garbage land. It's fucking it's frozen and
barren."
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
You can have the greenery, the cows, the elk. You can have the docks. You can have all that. We're keeping the snow
and the ice. Don't touch our ice.
Like, all right, are you
get
sure?
Get off my ice.
Yeah, are you sure about that? Yeah. We've never been more sure of anything in our lives. Since ice will never melt on Earth, we feel like we've made a good deal.
I had, when I was there, a couple of years ago, and I met, it was the first time I met, like, actual Inuits or Inus, or I don't know how you call them.
Inus, I never heard of that.
Someone told me last time I was there, I was like, you're not supposed to say Inuit anymore, so.
What? I thought Inuit's it's such a cool word.
Yeah. But
what are you supposed to say? Eskimo?
I think Eskimo is offensive now.
Eskimo's offensive?
I think, yeah, Inuit is what they are, and Inu is the language they speak.
Eskimo is offensive? Since when? There's a team called the Edmonton Eskimos. It's a Canadian football team.
Yeah, but I don't know. Everything's offensive.
They make it sound like they're called the Cleveland Niggers. Like, it's true. It's not the same thing.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not saying it. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, it's not the same thing.
But when I was there, I met these older people that they were telling me that they can't digest fruits or vegetables because they grew up just on meat, so all they eat is meat and ice. So then the guy was telling me, he was like, if my grandfather eats an apple, he'll have diarrhea for 3 weeks.
That's fucking interesting.
Yeah, because they've never had fruit.
But they can still survive. All they need is meat. Meat and ice.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's a keto diet and they're all super chubby.
Yeah, why are they chubby?
They're all fat fucks. Yeah.
From what?
I don't know.
It's very suspicious.
Actually. Maybe they're eating a lot of the fat from the meat.
Yeah.
No, but even then, the body would burn it in that cold.
Oh, really? Yeah, because you're in the cold. Your body burns all your fat. You're Malaka.
No, but I also eat like a fucking degenerate.
Them too. Maybe they're eating entire fucking seals and all that blubber, you know?
Yeah.
Because when I was there, I was doing a show and there was a special cafeteria for the Inuit.
The special people?
Yeah, but it was...
Retards, you mean?
No, because I heard a noise like banging and I was like, what is that? And they were like, oh, that's just the Inuit cafeteria. And I was like, that doesn't explain anything. So then I
knew it's just punch each other when they're eating.
I was curious. So I went upstairs and I saw they were what they were eating was frozen. They had blubber and a seal, but both of them were frozen. And the blubber, they took an ice cream scoop, just a blubber, and they put it in a plate and eat it. And it was, and then the seal, they were cutting it with an axe. So I was like, what the fuck? So I started asking them a bunch of questions because this was like fucking crazy to me. And then the woman got angry at me and she was like, stop asking us questions. And because I was asking them, I was like, what does that taste like? That seems disgusting. And then they gave me a bit of seal and a bit of blubber and they're both fucking horrible.
I would imagine.
But the blubber, at first I was like, oh, this is actually...
Salty?
No, it was actually almost good because it was frozen, but then it melted in my mouth, so it was just fat. So I was like talking to them, and then I was like, "All right, thank you." And then I just spit like as soon as I got out of their cafeteria.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm going back there.
Who the fuck lives like that?
I don't know. Fucking people that. Well, I don't know, but that a lot of people probably like in Texas and Florida think that about us.
Well, no, because you're not thinking that about them. You went there, experienced it, and you've confirmed it. Yeah. We've sent our spy, Mike Ward, down there or up there, and he's confirmed it. Whereas in Texas, we have what they have, just that their weather is better, right?
Yeah,
they
have
better weather, but
they're
fine. They're not just sitting there having sex with seals. Is that a fact? Do they have fuck seals up there?
I don't think so.
It's a rumor I just dicks started.
I think it's too cold to pull your dick out.
Do they have a lot of people there? Do they fuck? They have kids or what's the...
No, I don't think so. Like the this is the first time I'm going to be doing a bunch of little towns.
They have more than one town?
Yeah. That's surprising. They have a bunch of towns, but the last time I was there, I was doing it was a mine, so it was all miners. And so
just the way you like them.
Just fucking hot.
The hell they mine up there? More ice?
No, they have,
you don't
like
mine ice.
Yeah, they have
how about you mind your fucking business?
I think it was nickel or something that you go, "What?" That, but yeah, so they make shit tons of money. Like there was the minimum wage on the mine was for dishwashers was $125,000 a year to clean dishes.
Yeah.
A fucking
Poseidon's look at his head. He's already thinking, he's like, wait, then how much would they pay a man to suck their dicks? A lot.
Interesting. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. But all
no wonder when most of them come down by plane and they rent cars, you propose them anything and they go, yeah, sure, I'll buy it.
Yeah, they don't.
They just buy anything.
Yeah, they have money.
Yeah, and there was one guy I met when I was there that he was actually really smart. He was a young guy, and he had told me, like, since they'd go there to work for 2 weeks and have 2 weeks off, he was like, I'm young, I don't have a girlfriend. So he didn't have a house. So, like, during the summer, he'd fly to Europe for 2 weeks, and during the winter, he'd just go down to Jamaica or Cuba or whatever, you know. So it's a good life, except for the 2 weeks that you're fucking mining.
But he only mines for 2 weeks?
They work, I think it's 3 weeks on, 2 weeks off or something like that, or 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. They get like 2 weeks off.
Because it's a shitty place to be.
Because you can't get, like, no one, you're not going to bring your wife and kids to go, hey, daddy's making money. We're going to live fucking at the North Pole. So you go up there, you work like 14 days straight, and then you come back and you have your wife and kids.
Besides, why don't you do that? Do it for a year, make some money.
Yeah.
How much do they pay?
He literally just spent time telling you that. It's about 120 to 150 no,
that's
G's a year.
That's for dishwasher.
Oh, so you'll make like a half a mil.
Yeah. So miners probably make upwards of, probably the starting salary is probably 200,000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need a grade 3.
Yeah, so you might be in trouble.
So you might be fucked. You can get, I have my high school. Can I get a GED?
What if he goes
grade
up there?
Grade 3 GED.
And like, we'll start you at 220, but you need to be the one mining orgasms out of our assholes with your tongue.
God, stop, bro.
You
why,
gotta,
why you always got to go the
you
gay
gotta
route,
go
bro?
Down there and then... Because
there's a troll in there, in that cave. We need you to fuck him. And there's a guy in a mask.
Oh, my God. Why you always got to go homo?
In that story, he wasn't the one going homo.
You were, yeah.
No, but why you gotta go, like, it's so weird. You have a weird fixation with homosexuality.
No, only when it comes to you.
He never talks about gay stuff except for you. He talks about gay stuff when he's talking about you or Elton John.
Yeah.
The only two...
gay men I know.
Yeah.
No, you're
proud homosexuals.
Yeah.
I'm not a homosexual.
That's why...
You're a proud homosexual. Yeah. You're not a sad homosexual.
No.
No, I'm not a homosexual.
Not a homosexual? Yeah. You're straight?
Yeah.
Pff, on what planet? Come on. Look at that shirt. Get the fuck out of here.
What are you...
There's literally a guy on your shirt on a horse with a giant dildo.
It's... What are you talking... It's Polar Ralph Lauren, bro.
He's holding a giant dildo. You see that, Mike? He's holding a giant dildo over his head. Probably going to going to smack someone's face with it.
I'm not a fag, bro.
Nobody said you were.
Yeah, we don't use that word anymore.
Yeah, we don't use that word anymore.
Yeah.
We respect you.
Go fuck yourself.
I like that being called gay still gets you.
That's why he's trapped in the air.
No, it's getting annoying, bro. Like, every time. Every fucking time, bro.
Yeah, because you keep letting it hurt you.
It doesn't hurt. It's just annoying.
Yeah, it clearly hurts.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look at you. You look the way your mother looks when she looks at you. Disgusted
and
disappointed.
And you do realize he's never going to wear that shirt again.
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck, bro? It's a
he's going to hide it under his bed with all his fucking playgirls.
All his gay magazines.
Muscle and Fitness.
Yeah. Can't you believe they're calling me gay? You suck 3 dicks and automatically you're home.
I like this shirt, though. Makes me look good.
Yeah, it does. Makes you look good. It makes you actually look fabulous. That's what it makes you look. Which is great. We want you to be fabulous and proud. All right? This is 2019, Poseidon. You be you.
Yeah. Don't let others judge you.
So I stayed, the hotel that I stayed at, in Toronto, they asked me when I was at the counter for my number. And like an
your
idiot,
phone number?
My cell number.
Okay.
Ah, shit.
And like
you
an
fell for
idiot,
it.
I gave it to them.
And now they're texting you nonstop?
That's not the funny part. The funny part was they were texting me while I was there.
Okay.
If you want room service first, they go, text me. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I could text room service and they'll bring it up to me, you know? If you then they're like, are you enjoying your stay? You know, what can we improve? And I was like, stop texting me. We're not dating. I texted back.
You literally
yeah,
did
yeah, stop texting me. We're not dating. And then I didn't receive a message.
Oh, that's good.
It was so much.
I think they all, like, remember when we were in New York that barbershop did that to me? And then they fucking wrote me like four times
like
a
you
day,
were dating.
And I had to tell them stop.
Same thing. I did an appointment downstairs at the hotel. They had a place to cut your hair, a hair salon. And it was a spa too. And same thing. They asked for my number. I thought just to call me to remind me. And they texted me. So, oh yeah, this is the crazy part. So I made the appointment for 5 p.m. It was 3 o'clock when I made it. Because it's downstairs. I just went upstairs, showered, hung out a bit. Between those hours, they sent me three text messages to remind me.
Oh, really?
Me. Yeah. If the and they misspelled my name. It wasn't Pantelis. They were Pam Tellis with an M. Pam Tellis. I was like, that's all right. That's fucking interesting.
It's like when they ask for your email at a supermarket. I hate that.
Yeah. Oh, I always, here at Sports Expo, I went to buy new hockey stuff last week. And it's $300 worth of shit, right? So the lady's like, this is the fucking thing that pisses me off. They don't say, do you want to give us your information?
What's your email?
Yeah, she goes, what's your postal code? And I'm like, yes, no, thank you. No, thank you.
And they get agitated.
They get agitated because they can't, because they asked a fucked up question. I'm going to ask it. I'm going to answer fucked up. Yeah. You don't say, give me, like, I have to give it to you. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in you selling my info, no. It's like, put it, and they always get mad. You don't get a bonus for taking my fucking zip
or like,
code.
Or like at the gas station, bro, where they go, you have your points card on you. Like, I don't have points card.
You want one?
And they go, you want one?
No.
Like, no. Why not?
Oh, the worst is the why not. Why not bother me? Why not? What are you? Are you? Do you have investments in the fucking points card fucking stock?
You're fucking working at night in a gas station. Do you think I should listen to your advice about where to put my points?
Yeah,
I got
and
shit going on.
That's a scam, those points, anyways.
Yeah, all that shit. It's not even that it's a scam. Even if after a couple of visits to the gas station, they'll give me a free car wash or whatever, I don't want to deal with all that nonsense.
Yeah, what's
like,
the
it's
point?
Not worth it.
Extra plastic in your wallet. You're killing the planet. Fuck that.
Well, somebody else is going to take the car. That's not the issue. It's just the annoyance of everything documented right now.
Yeah.
And also, oh, dude, the bank. So today something else happened to me, but normally they get me mad when I go do something that they say, you know, you could just do that at the machine, right? Like, say I want to pay a bill or something. And the last time someone said that to me, I made it clear. They go, I could do that from the machine. I go, but you also know that the reason those exist is so that you soon your job doesn't exist, right?
What did they say?
Nothing. No, we do. I go, you know, you don't do anything different. We're a year away from you not having a job.
They didn't get that?
No. She said that I was wrong. She said, no, the bank would have told us. I go,
The bank would have told you.
The machine now allows me to go insert, not just pay bills off my account, insert money to pay a specific bill, add new bills, right?
Yeah.
Apart from creating an account. And she was like, no, you're wrong. No, we're going to be here. I go, yeah, okay. Okay. Because it was so weird. She's like, you know, you could have done this at the machine. I was like, you know, the machines are there, so you don't have a job in a while, right? It does whatever you do. It's like, no, that's not true. I go, it does everything you do.
Yeah.
I just can't open up an account.
Except
that's
it doesn't
it.
Give you lip.
Yeah.
Shuts the fuck up. Doesn't judge you for going, hey, deposit this.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Doesn't look at the bills like this, you know?
Oh, I hate it when they do that.
Very agitating.
There's one thing that I don't know if they still do, but I'd gotten angry once. I went to the counter to deposit money in a branch that wasn't mine, and then they made me put in my PIN.
Wow.
And then I didn't mind that, but then they were like, okay, now type in your birth date. And I was like, no, it's like I already typed my PIN.
I mean,
and they were like, no, but it's just to make sure it's really you.
That's
and,
what the PIN is for.
And you're not frauding. And I was like, really? Like... And who is like, I'm going to commit a crime. What are you going to do? I'm going to deposit money into people's accounts.
Yeah, I said the same thing
fucking,
once.
Like if it was...
Withdrawal.
Know, withdrawal. Even then I don't get, because that's why you have a PIN number.
Because
if I Google you now with Wikipedia, everyone, it's so easy to get your birth date.
But this, oh, no, it's fucking annoying.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do that, though.
You know what I found out? It's not the bank. It depends what kind of a fucking asshole you fall on.
Yeah.
Because I remember in Old Montreal once, I had trouble depositing a check. I used to work at his place, and they had given me, they had fucked up my entire pay. So the guy had given me, he's like, oh, I'll make it up to you here, take a check. So I went, I'm like, okay, my bank, Scotia, was down the street. But it's a branch, it wasn't my branch, but it was still a bank. And the lady was telling me that I can't deposit it because it's not my branch. I was like, what's the point then? Like, people go to banks because they could go to different cities, go to their bank. Yeah. I go, what the fuck? So she was giving me so much trouble that I yelled at her. And then I got in my car and I went to fucking a random branch on St. Laurent, the one on St. Laurent, Prince Arthur. And same thing. They let me deposit. And it's not my branch also. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
This happened to me. I tried to deposit cash, I think. It was a Scotiabank. I went to the one on...
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyways. I was told I want to deposit cash. And she's like, is this your branch? I'm like, no. It's the one on Rockland. Oh, can't deposit cash like that.
That's not
like,
true.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I just deposited cash today and it's not my branch. It's the branch that I hate.
And then this was a while ago. And the manager right next to her goes, sir, come with me, please. Because she's like, she was in.
Today. So I went. I don't know if I told you a story a while ago. I think a year ago when we first started the podcast. I said it on the show. I got into a whole mess with the people over here. And I switched branches because they were being fucking annoying. Like they were asking me, where'd you get that money? Like money that I'm depositing. Like, and we're not talking about $1 million. Like I wanted $500 or whatever. And like, where'd you get this? Or when I would pull out money, what do you need it for? I was like, excuse me.
Fuck you.
None of your, I need to fucking pay for to suck dicks. What do you care what I need it for? Like, fuck off. You know, like, what does it matter? So today I go and that bitch that I hated that started this whole mess, that's the reason why I switched branches, was there. But she wasn't behind the thing. And I was the next guy in line. I was just waiting. I didn't look agitated. Just wait. I was the next guy. And she comes. She's not one of the tellers. And she's, just to put it, she's an Arab woman. She's like, she must be in her 40s, maybe 50. And she dresses like she's 20.
Okay. Yeah.
But she does not look, she's not attractive. So she was wearing like one of those like schoolgirl skirts today. You know, short. Really? And like, yeah, like that. So she comes up to me. She's like, may I help you? And I was like, I'm next in line. Like, what are you going to help me with, you know? She's like, you want deposit? I was like, yeah. She's like, cash or check? I was like, cash. She's like, is it big? And she said it like in a weird, like
you should have said it's thick and veiny.
She went like this. She did this. This will bother me. She went like this. Is big? And like, and I was like, is this bitch trying to get set? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? And I go, I don't know. She's like, is big? A deposit big amount? And I go, I don't know. It's relative. I go medium, I guess. Like, I don't know. How do I define that? If it's a big amount, what the big amount is for me might not be a big amount for you.
That's true.
And then I go $2,000, and then she's like, come with me. And she brings me to the main reception area, the front, the where there's the reception. And I'm like, what the fuck? I sit down with her. And she sits down, spreads her legs, like right there where, you know, she's wearing this. And she starts counting my money, like, it was the
under
weirdest.
The table, under, like it, a fucking bucket?
It was the fucking weirdest fucking thing. And she's like thanking me. But by the time she had done all this, I would have already been at the teller and done it faster and less awkward.
Yeah.
Less awkward. Like,
and they have the machine that counts the bills for you anyway.
But what? Not in front, not where she is. Because she's at a place where you're not supposed to open up fucking accounts. It's a reception area. So basically what she did is she put it in the machine, and then she had the money on her vagina, and she was going to bring it in the back.
You know what I think it was, bro? She just wanted you to dick her down, bro.
Yeah, it seemed that way after a while, but I fucking hate her.
To dick her down.
Yeah,
she probably doesn't. That's all it was,
dick her down.
She probably doesn't remember
that. That'd be such a good country song.
Can you play? She just got very nervous.
She doesn't remember that I was like I had put in a complaint for her last time.
You mentally dicked her down.
They called me, her manager, when you go sometimes, what they would do is they would send you an email. How did you enjoy the experience? This is how I changed branch. Because when I had that problem with her before, she asked me, what am I doing with the money? This, and it was her. And I was like, what the fuck do you care what I'm doing with my
nosy
money?
Bitch.
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, why are you so nosy? So let's do this. So I got an email. How did you enjoy your experience? And that's when I rip them in the email, and not an hour goes by, where I get a call from the manager. Oh, we want to make things right. I go, how are you going to make things right? I go, you're a fucking bank. What's special? Are you going to give me money? He's like, no, but come back. And I go, I'm fucking switching branches right now. I go, I'm right now on my way. And I went purposely to Park Avenue to switch to go there just based on that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But maybe that's why she wants.
There's no way she remembers. No,
no, no. I know, but how funny
she would have been a bitch.
Oh yes, she would have been a bitch. She doesn't remember.
Oh yes, I will show him good service then.
No, not at all. She doesn't remember. But I was dressed. I had that, you know, my coat on. I looked good. Yeah. Like, and everybody else there was disgusting. So that's all that happened. And she's like, oh, somebody perhaps would dick me down, but no, she looks like a fucking.
She's
warlock.
Married though. Ugh, that's the worst part.
Disgusting.
You know she's married? How do you know that?
She has a ring.
You think think she's nosy?
Well, no.
I followed her.
No. Because I know who she's talking about.
And whoa, who's she?
I mean, who you're talking about. I know her. I made.
You can't talk to him the way you do with your gaze. Yeah. Like you,
I'm
you,
a ma'am.
You, he's not you, go girl. He might be Pimptellus, but he's all man.
I'm a goddamn lady.
Or Pimptellus.
Wait. So you know this? You know, first of all, how the fuck do you know who I'm talking about? Because there's another ugly one that used to be my branch. Young. I know, but there's another ugly one that's there that thinks she's young too. She was there today too. She's a bit more. She has a bit more meat on.
Yeah, she's fatter though.
So you know that this the skinnier older one. Because
I could tell from the accent that you're doing.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know. She has that weird hairdo. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. She has that big ass nose.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about, bro.
Why don't you go dick her down?
Nah, fuck that, bro. She's mad ugly.
Yeah, she's annoying.
Yeah.
What do you go to do with this money? My Viron had the same problem. Do you remember when he
with her?
He was trying to buy a used car. He went to pull out money from, and he gave them heads up, like, I'm going to be there in 3 days. Please have $8,000 or whatever he needed to pay for the car. He goes in, he does that, and he goes pull out the money. And she's like, hey, what do you want this money for? And he's like, excuse me. He's like, what do you want? He's like, none of your fucking business. And he was really pissed off. And she's like, no, I'm just asking, what do you want the money? He's like, you can't fucking ask what I want the money for.
Yeah.
It could be for drugs. It could be for any. None of your fucking. It's my money.
I'm going to murder your family.
I'm not taking this out of a credit card. It's not a loan from you. It's my fucking money. It's out of my checking. So he lost his fucking mind on her.
But I've noticed this is the only branch that they do this.
Yeah, big cunts.
They don't do this anywhere else.
Very nosy.
What sucks about now, like compared to in the old days, like in the old days, you could show up at a bank and go, I have $140,000 in my account. I want it now. They'd go to the safe. They'd give you the money. Yeah. And now if you go, like whenever I go to the States, I'll take money out of my American account here. And I'll go and I'll be like, can I just get $800? Or like, oh, we don't have $800. Could you come back tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I'm like, 800 fucking. You don't have.
You're a bank.
You're a fucking. Like, even a crack whore has $800.
That's suspicious, though.
It's because they don't want. You know how much it must suck for a bank robber that went to jail in 1981 that gets out now, or I don't know how long they stay, but he gets out now and he's like, I'm robbing banks again. Because in the old days, they'd like make $15,000. And now he's like, I made $40. They probably have less than $1,000.
Yeah, they don't have. I know that they don't have a lot of money, but it depends. Some days, that's why they told me if I ever want to withdraw a lot, I don't have a lot, but if I ever want to withdraw a lot.
They told you the day?
They told me they told me to call in advance.
Okay. I thought they were like, you should come in to withdraw money on Wednesdays because we have millions of dollars just laying around.
No, that would have been amazing. No, but because that's why Viren had done that time. He warned them a couple of days in advance, and it wasn't a lot. It was like 8 G's that he wanted, and it wasn't a lot. I mean, you know, it wasn't like
$500,000.
Yeah, he didn't need a duffel bag, you know.
Yeah.
So when he did, that's why he lost money. What do I want? None of your fucking business. And then she persisted. That's why he lost his fucking mind. How could you persist? It's my money. It's not yours. Bitch, I'm not asking you for a loan. You don't own the money in here. You work here.
I closed my account because of them.
Yeah, you see? Yeah, it's true. I remember. That's how you went to TD Bank.
Because you know why? Because they treated me like I was such a fucking piece of garbage.
Yeah. But then again,
do you think they did that because they saw how much money you had in your account?
Because I used to have a lot. I used to have an investment account with them. I had savings. I had a lot of stuff.
You had a lot of accounts, but nothing in them.
No, I had money in them. When I was doing well, when I was doing all right. But then,
It went from doing well to doing all right. Doing okay.
Because he thought about it. He's like, when I was doing well working at TELUS.
I was doing pretty good at TELUS. I had money on the side. I was going on vacations. And when I went through rough times, I needed a loan. They couldn't increase the credit limit. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting. I'm just so interested. I'm into a story. Like, I'm visualizing everything.
This is like a master class.
Yeah.
And it was a black guy, and instead of like telling me like the way he told me, he's like, no, we can't increase the credit limit. Like, it was being all weird with me.
You don't listen here, Docie.
I was like, why not? It's only like a small amount. I needed to pay something. I don't remember what it was. And
he's like,
and just the way they treated me, like when I had an appointment, I would show up for the
appointment. Treated you like a black guy?
Yeah, basically.
That's what bothered him.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Listen here, mister, I'm not a mirror.
But they...
I'm a Greek guy.
But they had never treated me like that in the past. And all of a sudden, you know,
And then all of a sudden, but you know why? Because all of a sudden you didn't have the money to back it. You weren't making the money, so they were scared to increase because they're like, yo, this guy's not giving us our money back.
I understand, but even...
I don't think you do.
No, no, but even at the TD, the way the lady, she told me, she explained to me the credit score and everything, she was a sweetheart. The way she explained it, she was very polite, you know? They treated me like I was like, oh, fucking, like, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you follow those. Even one guy who they brought me in, did I tell you about the time they forced me when I changed accounts? Like, you have to meet our business account manager or whatever. I was like, oh, no, I'm fine. I don't want to. Like, no, we insist or whatever. So he sets up a meeting with me. I go in and he wasn't there. And then I fucking rose hell. I go, what the fuck kind of business is this? So then they made me meet someone else instead, like, because, like, oh, fuck, this guy showed up and he's pissed. And then even him, I was like, so, because he's like, have you thought of diversifying your investments? I was like, what investments? What are you talking about? I don't have any investment with you guys. And he's like, no, but you should. You should think about stocks. I go, nah, I'm not interested. And he's like, he goes, do you have any investments? I go, invest in art. I go, invest in art. He's like, really? I go, yeah, a lot of art. Because you know, I have comic books and Magic the Gathering trading cards. So I was like, I've got art. I go to him. And then he goes, you don't have any mortgage experience. That's a bad thing. I was like, for who? For who is it a bad thing? Did I ask you to give me something that requires me to have mortgage experience? What are you talking about? He's like, no, it's bad. You should have mortgage experience. In other words, put a mortgage on you. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
He was trying to sell you something.
Yeah.
But the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we call a piece of garbage.
Yeah. Is that what we call them? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we call them. Me and my family, we call them pieces of garbage.
Well, no, because I'm in sales too. You don't do it that way. You go based on people's needs and wants.
You're a garbage man, basically.
No.
I know, because I'm garbage too.
No. You go based on people's needs and wants, you know?
Really?
Yeah. You don't try to push shit on them.
Needs and wants.
Yeah.
Needs those are two totally different things.
Yeah, depending needs on what they want or what they need.
So you go buy everything.
Yeah.
You just try to sell them shit.
But if they don't need or want any of it, then what's the point of even fucking...
You're at the airport at Avis.
Yeah.
Why would they come up to the Avis counter if they don't need
man,
or want.
Hey, man, do you want a car? No.
No.
Do you need it? No, I'm okay.
Do you guys have any helicopters? Maybe a scooter?
No, that's a basic rental, but depending with insurance.
Do you guys rent movies?
And on that note, I got to get going.
Get out of here, Poseidon, you fucking weirdo. Do you guys rent movies? That's the best. Oh, my God, what was that?
I don't know.
All right, now, and stop blocking the cameras, please. Just get out of here.
Putting a big hat on.
Yeah, he's one of them hat wearers.
It actually didn't stretch.
Yeah, it's
like the Asian assholes you were talking about. He said it.
I know.
Oh, well. Hey, remember, today try to make extra sales by saying, "Do you want insurance?" Try it. It'll work. Later,
needs
Poseidon.
And wants.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. Needs and wants, Poseidon.
And when you rent a car, all they do is fucking try to push the insurance for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I need or want insurance.
Like, I don't need any of this. My credit card covers me.
Yeah.
No, but does your credit card cover you for... I don't, like...
I hate it when they... Like, sometimes when they're not in the airport, they'll tell you, do you have a copy of your insurance form? Like, just to prove it? And they just do that to scare you, because if you go, no, but you don't need that, they're like, no, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Like when I was in, I rented a car for real cheap in Florida during the holidays, and the woman over the phone told me, she was like, you got to bring in a copy of your insurance, whatever, I don't know how you call it, but your insurance file. And so I didn't have one, so I just wrote a random Canadian company, and then I wrote file number 746129.
I love that.
And I just gave her, I was like, look, this is my the file number, so that you can call them. And she was like, no, okay. So
obviously, yeah. What I don't like is when they try to tell you, like, oh no, your credit card doesn't cover you. It's like, how the fuck do you know? What are you on my account? Get the fuck out
you
of here.
You work at MasterCard,
yeah. Like, what they told me last time, what if you kill someone? I go, well, then I have bigger problems.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think insurance gets me out of jail for killing someone. What are you talking about? Manslaughter. Ah, but he has insurance. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right, that's cool.
I paid $14 a day. I'm allowed killing this family.
Yeah. So stupid.
Yeah.
So now that Poseidon is gone, let's plot about ways of us killing him. How we can offer him.
He'd be very easy to kill, I think. Because he's very gullible.
Yeah.
You could tell. I was surprised when I asked him how much it had cost to drive down to Aspen, and he was like $5,000. I was surprised. Because if he would have said $1,000, I would have given it to him.
Yeah.
Just for the goof of him showing up and we're already gone.
Yeah, that would have been fucking hilarious. Yeah.
I would have even told him, like, since we're leaving on Wednesday and then coming back Friday, I would have told him, I think we're leaving on Thursday, and then just call him Wednesday morning and go, fuck, it's today.
You got to get out of here.
So when he went, so he drove down to Toronto. He was staying in the same hotel as you guys?
No, he got an Airbnb. I went to the Fairmont.
Okay.
And he.
Oh, fucking nice hotel.
Yeah, it was super nice, but it's because I got
a
good
really
deal.
Is it really expensive? Or?
Apparently, normally it's expensive, but I got like my deal was better than his Airbnb, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Which
How much was it?
It was like $100 or something. It was like $100. Fuck. Yeah.
And generally, Fairmounts are like $500-$600.
Yeah. I think I paid me $120. It was like something. Yeah. That's why I took it, because it was like a special sale, like on Expedia. So I thought, it might be a shit hotel. But then when I went there, it was like fucking luxurious. I was like, oh, I fucking. Scam my way into
Who was taking care of the dog? Your mom?
Yeah, my mom, because my girlfriend came. Yeah.
Okay.
My mom, and then I think my sister a bit too, but mostly my mom. My mom actually likes the dog.
Okay.
Yeah, she's an animal person. So she likes it. So we weren't worried about the dog, even though apparently the dog was in a bad mood the whole time we were away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it gets too attached. So she was in a bad mood. But we had fun. Like, I got to see a lot of cool shit, you know, but I don't like that city. As a city?
I like Toronto. I was looking at...
Cause I hated everyone there. I had a lot of road rage even though I wasn't driving.
Oh, really?
They were all stupid. They don't know when to turn. They don't put on their turn signals. Then there's these streets that... So, you know, here you have a yellow line to separate the middle so you know which side. This one just didn't have a yellow. They were all white broken lines. So you couldn't tell whose lane was whose coming in. It was fucking brutal. And a lot... We also went through a bad neighborhood, I guess. It was literally like a stereotypical crack neighborhood where there's people outside just... They, you know, doing crack and like they, you know, shirtless in the cold. And Tim Hortons even next to a hotel. I went in to get a coffee and a lady yelled at me. She said, "I'm gonna take a kitchen knife and kill myself." And I was like, "All right, you have fun."
And that's at Tim Hortons. They only have those little plastic knives.
Yeah, she's fucked in there. And everybody's so scared of confrontation. Nobody's doing anything.
Really?
Yeah, they're all scared of confrontation in Toronto.
I haven't been in a long time, but I was looking at if we decide to do live shows with this, the Comedy Bar in Toronto is so cheap to rent.
Right.
Like, I was looking, since Sugar Sammy, when he was here, he said that all of his Canadian dates, he rents a theater and then sells the tickets. I was looking at the prices, and they're so cheap. Everywhere in Canada is so cheap to rent. Like, I think Comedy Bar is $175 to rent.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, we should do that.
I think Gomez was there too over the weekend, Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Was he playing at Comedy Bar?
I think so.
That's the best room, I find.
Yeah, a lot of people like it.
Yeah, because it's small, but, it's super easy to fill. And because Toronto doesn't seem to have, like, theaters that are 300 or 400.
No, they just have the big ones.
Yeah, so it's always, like, 4,000 or 80.
And Toronto has banks everywhere. Have you noticed that? Like downtown, like I hadn't seen that in a lot of cities where it's literally the same bank, but at the end of every block, there's like a 4-block radius where it's like not just ATMs, I'm talking about actual buildings with people working inside. TD Bank, TD Bank, TD Bank, TD Bank. Then the next street is all CIBC, 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 all Royal Bank, all Square. I was like, how many fucking banks do you need in the same block? Like there's 400 buildings, they're all banks.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah. It's what's the heart of Canada right now.
Yeah, I didn't like that city much.
Do you go often or not?
No, I hadn't been in a very long time. And I guess because I had so much more free time. I was there since Thursday, right? So I had so much more free time just
you
to enjoy it around.
You got to live the city for real.
Yeah, and even going out, like I said, you know, they'll close at 2 a.m. And I was like, what, already?
I really, like, for some reason, I like this city. And I think it's because I was there during the festival. So it was fun since... I knew like a million people. Yeah. So it was basically like just being here.
Yeah.
So like I really like Toronto.
I don't like it.
And plus I drink a lot, so I get like I black out before the bars close anyway.
Anyways,
so.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The only good thing I like about Toronto is that the price is like it's so much cheaper than here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of the taxes. I noticed even at Tim Hortons, I noticed like here my large coffee costs $2.30 something.
Okay.
Over there it's just a toonie. It's just $2 exactly. You know, it sounds stupid, but it's just, it reminded me that we pay more tax here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't? Did you go to? Because they have the liquor store now. The dollar beer.
They have dollar beer over there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was one of Doug Ford's promises. He wanted to bring a buck of beer. So they have no-name beer at the liquor store.
At the LCBO?
Yeah.
I passed by all kinds of LCBOs, but I didn't go in I got drinks at the restaurants.
And that seems like when he was doing that, I was like...
That's a weird political platform to run. Yeah,
because plus, like, beer isn't... You're fucking poor as shit. If you're like, God damn, this beer at the store is fucking ruining me. I gotta save money. Like a six pack of beer is like $8, so you're saving $2.
Yeah, he won because of alcoholics, I guess. Then
yeah, fucking drunk. That's where you can tell that you could vote in the afternoon, because if it was all just in the morning, that drunk vote wouldn't have turned up.
That's amazing. They showed
up like at 4 in the afternoon going, all right, I'm here to vote.
Am I one of the early ones? Yeah. Sir, it's 4:30 p.m. Yeah. Again, same question. Am I one of the early ones?
Can I get a McMuffin?
Do we, I don't know what's going on, Compound Media. So do we talk to Keith? I don't know.
Are we still on Compound Media?
Because we haven't signed a new contract, right?
We haven't signed a new contract, no.
I don't think anyone has.
Yeah, really? No one from the network?
I don't think so. No, not that I haven't heard any announcements. No.
Is Artie still there?
Is Artie still there? Yeah, he's gone. What's he doing?
Oh, fuck. Did you see the picture of Artie, his latest mugshot where his fucking nose is a disaster, but he's bleeding? That's been his
mugshot for a year.
But his mugshot, the new one is...
Oh, the bleeding one? Yeah, I saw it. Disgusting. Oh,
Jesus, fuck, man. What a poor dude.
He's not. It's all him. Like,
no, I know, but, you know. It sucks for him.
It's like he doesn't. I mean, Poseidon doesn't even get that down on himself.
No, exactly. And fucking Poseidon should.
Yeah, fucking right, he should.
Yeah. If life was fair and just, Poseidon's nose would be fucked up, and he'd be bleeding and crying from the nose all the time.
Yeah. Well, no, I guess the reason why is because life is fair and just. Because Poseidon didn't set himself up to that, at least. Because it was all the heroin, all the...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone loves him, and they want what's best for him, but he doesn't.
No.
I don't think he gives a fuck. You can't help someone that doesn't want to help themselves, is what they say. That's what the scientists say. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a man of science. But that's what they say, Mike.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways. In lighter news, Mike, we made fun of that Jussie Smollett guy.
Yeah.
I don't think we should. I think we should avoid it for a while, because we already talked about it on The Shot. And see what comes of this. Because this story, I feel, could get even funnier. Think about it. Because he went on stage and also said that he's the gay Tupac. Because he fought off white supremacists.
Did he say he was the gay Tupac?
Yeah.
Isn't Drake the gay Tupac?
I made a joke on this just thing. I said, we already have a gay Tupac. Snoop Dogg is the gay Tupac. Which could get me killed. Man.
Yeah.
That's the kind of jokes I make. Dangerous ones. So he...
I fucking like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, too. Me too. That's why I just said it, because I thought it was funny. But he... he said he's the gay Tupac.
What a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
What a weirdo. I do you think he's going to go to jail for that?
He has to, yeah.
That's what a riot. What a piece of garbage. What a piece of garbage. When you're... That's what's fucked up. Like, I get how... Like, everyone from the... Like, minorities are always like, oh, the white people did this, white people did that. But right now, like, what he did is super racist.
Yeah.
Like, if I did that and blamed two black dudes, I'd be dead right now.
There was a guy at the hotel, this black guy, huge, like, jacked. I thought he was a football player. He might be, I don't know. But he was, so I first saw him in the gym area, because I was going in to use, like, the sauna and the pool and all that, and he was yelling a lot. Like, you know, guys that work out, like, and he was doing that, but for stuff that didn't need that much screaming, right?
Okay.
Like, at one point, I thought I was going crazy, but I saw him just staring at himself in the mirror, staring at himself, like, so I was like...
Oh, really? Yeah. Was he flexing or not?
No,
even?
No, he was just looking at himself in the mirror, so I was like, okay, whatever. Maybe he's just recovering. Maybe I missed the initial part. So then as I was changing, I go in, I see him in the pool. he's, while people are just swimming and fucking around the pool, he's doing exercise in the pool. Like, he's trying to run, you know, on the pool and all that. I'm like, okay, he may be training off season or some shit. Then I'm in the steam room. This is the most unbelievable thing. He comes into the steam room fully clothed, shirt, shoes, fucking sweatpants, and headphones on, listening to music. He comes into the steam room, stands up, and starts yelling.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, what? And this guy looks like Alistair Overeem, like jacked, okay? I was like, what is happening right now? So I leave the steam room, and I go to take my shower. And then from inside the shower, I hear him go back into the steam room.
Were you the only one in the steam room?
I was the only one in the steam room.
Okay. What the fuck? Do you think he was trying to start shit with you, or?
No, because I looked at him. I was like, it's like that, you know, but he didn't want any of the smoke. Okay. But he was just a weird fuck. He was a weirdo, but a jacked weirdo, cool, like thick chains, gold chains that he had.
Okay.
On. Like he was successful. You know, he was at the Fairmount.
Yeah.
Unless you got the same deal I got.
Yeah.
He's a bum like me.
Yeah. They should raise the price of the Fairmount just $100 a night to get rid of all those fucking steroided.
He was a roided up fucking weirdo. Because, I don't know. He was just screaming and he was fully clothed. He had his headphones on. He had the Bluetooth headphones. He had them on and he was just yelling. It's fucking weird.
That's fucked up. Olivier Aubin lose his contract with the UFC?
Wait, you want me to fight him?
No, because I read that somewhere and I'm not sure if it's true.
Why would he do?
Because I remember when he tweeted out that thing.
Oh, when he made fun of
everyone using steroids with the UFC. And I was like, God damn, I'm surprised he's doing it. I'm surprised the UFC didn't fire him for that.
And they did fire him.
I think they did.
Oh, that was your fault.
Yeah,
You're the one who...
I'm not sure. No, I'm not the one that, like, I didn't text Dana.
You didn't text, because I'm going to text him right now.
Hey, Dana. I'm not sure. I was going to Google. I was going to pull Poseidon.
Oh, wait, that's fucked.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though. If he did get fired. Because I actually read that from his Twitter, that he wrote this, for anyone wondering why this is the reason, and then he tagged his old tweet.
Oh, so shit, so like, he did. For anyone wondering why he got fired, or for anyone wondering why that guy wants to beat him up, Romero, the Cuban guy, wants to beat him up, I think.
Okay. Oh, so I'm happy. If it's just some fucking roided guy wants to beat him up.
I think that's what it is.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm super happy then.
Yeah, because if you got fired over a tweet, that would suck.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me though.
No, Dana White does some weird shit. He gets really petty. He's like a baby sometimes.
Like, you see what he did with when GSP retired the first time. Fucking Dana White treated him like garbage.
Yeah,
and that, like, GSP is too much of a nice person. If I was GSP, I would have been like, "Fuck you!"
I'll kick you in the fucking head.
Yeah, and I would have signed with Bellator. Right away. I would have been like, I'm the fucking champ. I'm the UFC champ. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one at the UFC did that as, like, reigning champion.
You know why I think? Because if you remember, the money they make isn't always that good. So what ends up happening is you make just enough to be happy for those 6 months, but you're like, fuck, I need another contract. So that you're scared to... But if you would make, like, boxing money, like Floyd Mayweather, let's say, that kind of money, you're like, get the fuck out of here. The promoter's going to tell me what to do. Get the fuck out of here.
But if they
have $19 million, I don't care.
Maybe it's because they don't have business savvy. Because, like, GSP could have called Bellator.
Could have called anyone.
Said, look, or even someone new that doesn't really exist.
GSP could have went to the WWE if you wanted
and
to.
And just maybe. Call Vince McMahon. Go, look, give me $100 million for the next fight. And I'll create a new UFC for you.
Yeah, but I think
they're shitty businessmen.
They are. They're good at, like, you know, not
they're good
everyone's
at fighting.
Not everyone's good at everything, right? So they're better fighters than we are.
Yeah.
But we got business sense. That's why we're doing this Aspen show.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's why we're making the serious compound money.
So funny. Man, I wonder if the Aspen show is going to be a clusterfuck. I can't wait to update everyone next week.
Yeah. I think it's going to be... I think we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
I've never been... I like going to a place I've never been.
I think we're
going to
have fun as friends hanging out.
Yeah.
But I don't know how well the show's going to do.
Yeah. I don't really care.
Yeah, me neither. I stopped caring.
It's an hour. And if it's, you know...
We do material.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if we start just picking on the place.
And I think, like, because I'm used to doing the live show in French where everything's set up for the show. So I know I'm going to be, like, angry the whole time because it'll be like, okay, you're in the bar. Okay, we're on stage. No, we put you in the booth so you can be, like, fucking Mike and Mary in the morning.
Oh,
and
Jesus
Christ. It's going to be some that type of garbage, I think. So there's going to be people fucking eating pretzels at the bar and we're fucking... being funny.
Well,
you know, I mean, funny-ish.
Funny-ish, or at their expense, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be a good story. It'll be a good character-building moment.
Exactly, exactly.
It's something that we're going to tell people
it'll
about.
It'll be something I'll write about in my suicide note.
So what did you say? You said the future of Tujik Minimum, you were talking about just audio at some point.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, what I really like about Two Drink Minimum is I think we have a good chemistry. And with Poseidon, he's a
character.
He's a good character. But I think the fact that we're in Montreal kind of fucks us with getting good guests.
Yeah, they're not here.
They're never here. And the ones that are here are shitty guests. And the ones that, you know.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we need to go either New York or L.A., but I don't want to move to New York or L.A. But what we could do is rent like a WeWork type space. Because as soon as you have what WeWork is, right?
Yeah, the common area.
My booker, his office is in a WeWork. So we could use his account. And it costs $25 an hour to rent just conference rooms. So we could just rent a conference room.
Get some equipment and just do audio?
Yeah, so every episode, it costs us like $50. It'd be super cheap. And then we can do some from New York, some from L.A., some from London if we want to fucking talk to
British people? I don't want to talk to British people.
Some of them are funny.
I'm not going to talk to any of them. I'm going to group them all together.
Okay.
I'm pulling a West Virginia. I put them all on the hill.
But yeah, I think that should be the future of the show.
The future would be just audio, because isn't the future video?
It is, but it's just we need money to set up video, because I don't want to if we're gonna be traveling to do the show. I don't want to go. Okay, we gotta rent your space and we'll put a camera here, camera here.
Ugh.
And I saw there are a bunch of studios available for rent in LA. But they're really expensive.
What if we hook up with like other podcast people, like All Things Comedy, the Comedy Store, and just do it from there? Because I think they're already set up.
We'd have to, yeah. I don't know if they'd. We'd have to contact them. Maybe. I know no one.
I don't know if people like when we do this, the behind the scenes stuff. I think they do know.
I don't know.
They're pretty open. We let them know what's happening. Or we could pull an Opie and just go into traffic.
Yeah.
With a recorder.
With who's he with? He's with
Carl Ruiz.
Podcast One? Is that
Podcast
the name
One,
of
No, no, no. He's with Westwood One.
Westwood One.
Podcast One is another.
Okay.
I don't know if Podcast One is related to Westwood One, but I know that he's with Westwood One.
Okay. And that's Tim Sabian that started that?
No, I don't think he started, but
he's
they hired him.
He's the boss. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're a very radio.
Oh, it's super radio. Yeah. Even the clips that they do is all very radio.
It'd be awesome if he actually told people the weather, like if he had weather reports on his podcast.
Hey, well, it's windy out here in New York City, guys.
17 degrees.
And we'll get back to the podcast right after this message from our sponsor.
Then it's we need better sponsors too. Like we're not getting we did have what were they called?
Planet Hoster. They got mad at us because you didn't switch your account apparently.
But now they only sponsor my French show. We should sort of tell them, look, you got to sponsor the
English.
Deal. Yeah, exactly.
It's a package deal.
It's you marry one of us, you marry all of us.
Yeah, that's what we should do. I don't know if I don't know. It's harder to get sponsors if we're just on Compound. Because they don't want it behind the paywall. Like the sponsors, they want it to be open so everyone could. So it's.
Or we should get sponsors for the free shows.
For shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'd be easy.
And that's what we're looking at for Spotify too. No, see if they do that package deal thing. Did anything come of that? Did you speak to them?
Yeah, I did. And it was, you know what they want? They just want to buy ad space on my podcast.
What?
So they want to, they just want to
pay you for ads?
Pay me to do a live read that goes, hey, you enjoy this podcast? It's also on Spotify.
Really? That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, it's super easy. And they asked us how much we wanted for that. So we gave them a price and they said yes. But it's the way they were talking to us about it, it was like, this is a very lucrative deal.
No.
And it's just they're buying a plug.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping that they were going to go like, here's $2 million, and I'd be like, I wanted one. But yeah, so it's a shit deal. But, you know.
I think Spotify's a little late to the podcasting game.
I think the way they'd have to do it, though, they probably have so much money right now. They'd have to
lock an exclusive podcast.
Yeah, get a like. Tell Rogan, go look. We're gonna do kind of like what Sirius did with Howard Stern, like $100 million a year type deal. And probably Rogan's probably making more than that.
Maybe, yeah. He's so, making good money.
Yeah, he's making shit tons of money, I think. So, but they'd have to go like if they call them just for his ego, he'd probably say yes. If they went, we're giving you an exclusive thing 5 years for $1 billion.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. He'd definitely say yes.
Of course, that's insane. Yeah. $1 billion?
But he's probably making, I figure he's making $100 million a year with his podcast.
What?
I think. You don't think?
I don't know. I don't know how to count.
Because it's all, like, he has more people listening to him
than anything else.
Than anything else on earth. And it's all him. So.
Yeah, he doesn't have that much overhead.
So it's not like, you know, like a show, like even a show like Conan that no one watches anymore probably sells more than $100 million in ad space.
Yeah.
But then Conan costs fucking millions and you got a bunch of people to pay in offices. But Rogan, it's him, it's fucking Jamie and that guy that met us at the door.
That was a cool dude, that guy.
Yeah, so there's three people. I think Joe probably makes a little more than them, but...
I doubt it. Could you imagine? That'd be hilarious.
They all have the same sound.
And it's all ridiculous. Yeah.
And then you're like, everyone at the UFC is bad at business.
Yeah. Everyone at the UFC. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
You see Joe at the store and he's buying like non-name brand cola.
He's like, look, I fucked up.
One day I'm going to taste that Pepsi.
I've got to fire Jamie. This fucking $30 million a year deal that he gets is too much.
I wonder how much, like how much does Jamie make on that, you think? Probably not that much, right?
I don't know. It depends. The way he does it, because I like if I was in Rogan's shoes, I'd give him like 150 Gs a year if I made that much money.
I figured he...
To make sure that he's safe.
He probably makes 100.
Yeah,
at least. I was surprised that when I saw the salary that Stern was paying his people, he pays them really shit salaries.
Really?
Yeah. He, like, I think I'd read somewhere that, like, Baba Booey makes, like, $200,000 or $300,000 a year, which is a good salary. But when you're part of a fucking show that...
But still a good salary. That's not a shit. I thought you were going to say, like, 30 Gs a year.
No. But still, like, you're the producer of the... biggest radio show in history, or for money at least.
Yeah,
you figure he'd like make at least $1 million a year.
Well, it's a lot more than what we pay Poseidon.
It is, but Baba Booey deserves more.
Yeah, Poseidon doesn't deserve anything.
He's the Baba Booey. He's our Baba Booey.
But we are looking out for him. Well, no, he doesn't produce anything. But we are looking out for him because as soon as we get a new deal or whatever, we're gonna try to work him in.
Yeah.
So he can make a buck.
We gotta if we can get sponsors, that should be our first priority.
Is getting him paid?
Getting him paid, yeah.
Yeah, I think the shots are the easiest to get sponsors for. Because it's out. And then for Compound, it's weird because Compound, I think we have to get sponsors for all of Compound. If somebody's interested in sponsoring all the shows to try to capitalize, but just one show behind a paywall, it makes it difficult. It's a difficult selling point.
Yeah. Because people. The good thing about the paywall is no one, like, you don't get in trouble. But as far as advertisers go, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right? Because there aren't that many people.
And they're already subscribing to that network.
Yeah.
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 It is interesting. Unless you're Steven Singer. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. It was weird. First time I went to Philly, when I was on, I was driving down, and I was like, I'm on Walnut. And I was like, hey, fucking the Steven Singer is 8th and Walnut. And I, for some reason, remembered that.
Because of the fucking ads. Yeah,
because of the fucking ads.
But he's on everything. I was listening to Chris Jericho's podcast, and he advertised on Jericho.
Yeah, he does everything. And plus, his thing sounds fucking so cheap. Like a rose dipped in gold. If I was a lady and my husband gave me a rose dipped in gold, I'd fucking kick him in the nuts and leave. Like, that's a garbage present.
Yeah.
Like, for real. That's a shitty, shitty gift.
Give me a real gift, you scumbag.
Yeah. A rose dipped in gold, you fucking faggot. I hate these
fucking anyways, I think we've done enough rose dipping in gold. You got anything to plug for
is
this
Is that
week?
That's how we end. Instead of having sponsors, I'm just insulting Steven Singer. Steven Singer.
I hate StevenSinger.com.
I actually do hate Steven Singer. So it makes
that's
sense.
A new website. I actually do hate StevenSinger.com.
And it's just roses dipped in shit.
Shoved up asses, yeah. So...
No, I got nothing to plug. Just on MikeWard.ca for all tour dates and shit.
Yeah, and I know that this week and the week coming up is a little fucked up because of our schedule.
You're going to be in Texas. I'm going to be in fucking the North Pole.
Jesus fucking Christ. But bear with us. The episodes are going to get tighter again once we're all back.
So you're going to be on Crowder's
all
show.
All week, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good, I think.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy, and I think it'll be a good exposure, too, to a whole demographic that doesn't know me.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So it'll be nice. Hopefully.
And he'll be happy, like, because he, like, all of his crew, like, his mom is, like, he he's from Montreal.
Mom's from here.
His mom's from here. His, John Goodman, I don't know what he does. And it's not John Goodman, you know, the Roseanne John Goodman.
There's another one. Yeah, him too. He's from Montreal.
Yeah, from Montreal. Like, yeah. He's got a bunch of Montreal people.
Yeah, so it'll be good. I'll fit right in.
Yeah.
And I get to do some sketches. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, look. MikeWard.ca is the website you need to go to right now to check out what Mike's doing. If you speak French, he's got his French podcast, Mike Ward Sous-Écoute, which is the number one French language podcast on the planet and will continue to be so because the rest of them are fucking garbage. PantelisComedy.com is my website. That's where you'll see links to my YouTube channel and my podcast as well. I'm trying to get a subscriber count up there, so subscribe to the YouTube channel.
And I was on your website this morning, and I really like the way it's done, that you, like, if we go see you, we can see... The Rogan thing, we can see like latest episodes of the Pantelis podcast. You got a, it's a nice website.
You like it? I did it on Squarespace.
Yeah. It's a nice website. Yeah.
Because I had nobody else to do it for me, so I did it. And remember that now, officially, you can start your weekend. Your weekend starts right now.